Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, refer back to page 66. Decide what is the most important thing in your life. How does that make you feel? Record and listen.
Wow.
And here's our
here we go.
First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Good morning, Sherry.
I am happy to be here. Very happy to be here.
Me too.
And I really, I've just been reflecting so much on this entire retreat we've been on, and it speaks to, you know, the assignment from yesterday, but just in general that I just feel so like we've just been immersed every single day in that movement, you know, from content to process, from content to process.
Mm-hmm.
Just the how. And it's just been amazing.
It has been, hasn't it? Because that, as we know, that's the most difficult aspect of practice. It's being able really to get that. What is content? What is process? When am I focusing on content? How do I get to process? How do I remember? How is the whole thing? And you're right. That's exactly what we've been focused on nonstop for I don't know how many days in the last however many months. So yeah, it's been transformative for us all, I think.
Oh, I know. The gratitude, I just feel so much, you know, up until also last night I was recording and I had this what felt like this great insight. I don't know, we'll see, but that I am content. You know, I was thinking about all the recent recordings and it's like I'm just content.
In life's process.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was so fun because it just, I don't know, it felt like another door opening.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly a giant step back in disidentification.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Because another way that we talk about it, I think Alan Watts particularly focused on this, that what we call me is just this whole complex of processes. And what you're seeing is the illusion that complex of processes creates a content.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly. And it's so freeing. Mm-hmm. Because
so freeing.
Right, like all of it. I mean, and that's I absolutely love the arc of this whole year too, and how, you know, the last few days really talking about, you know, those last moments. And it's so beautiful to know that we've been given this huge gift that we can see through all of that. And I'm hoping, you know, who knows, but I'm hoping in my last moments I'll have the wherewithal to come back to all of this.
Yes. And if you don't, there's the comfort of realizing that it actually doesn't matter.
Oh!
do you know?
Yes, that's great.
Yeah. Because that's always been our experience, right? We get pulled off into whatever. We go unconscious. We're not paying attention. We're not present, and then here we are.
Right.
The only thing making it a problem or wanting us to feel bad or be punished over it are those same voices in the head. There's nothing real that punishes us or wants us to feel bad. We don't have any experience of that.
Right. And you know, what just dropped in when you said that was, again, this feeling of gratitude because it's those coming back moments are so extraordinary. And
yes.
So it really doesn't matter what happens at the end, because this whole life, as since I've found practice, has just had countless moments of coming back and feeling gratitude and love and the miracle of it
yeah.
all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we have to leave this moment in order to listen to a voice prophesy that that it's going to be somehow different at some point in the imaginary future that does not exist. I don't think so. I think we just want to stay here and be happy.
Mm. Yeah, listen, I'm going to hop off some more people because I know a lot of people want to get on, but I just, please know, this has been a phenomenal year. Thank you to you and Ashwini and everyone who's made this possible. It's a beautiful commitment, you know, for a year.
It really is. That's the best part of all. And I'll tell you, so that I get to tell everybody, Ashwini and I were talking about this yesterday, or I guess we were talking about it with the larger Bob and Chris and Jen and all the other folks, that this particular retreat, more people have consistently stayed with it than anything we have ever done. And I think
wow.
that's a tremendous, yeah, it's a tremendous statement about the process, right? And about the transformation that's happening in people's lives.
Yes, yes. Oh, that is so wonderful, isn't it? I mean, you can
know?
Feel
yeah.
it. You
yes,
can feel
yes.
it listening to the
yep.
show every day and listening
yep.
to Open Air. Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Go happy.
All right, keep that show. Okay, bye-bye.
Go show. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We might do a highlights of the year in terms of insights, you know, that we could believe
oh my
with the compendium.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
That, yes,
yeah.
the principles and moments of transformation that people have. And I think I'll carry the one that Sherry just talked about, that I is content. Life's
mm-hmm.
process.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a magnificent way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And not, I there's so much about that I want to say, but yeah, you're right. Sherry's right. Let's see, hear from as many people as we can today, because it's a big day.
It is, exactly. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm so excited to get on. This is Kate from Seattle.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, hello. Happy,
happy
wrap up. Yeah, happy wrap up of the year. And gosh, yeah, I just want to echo the thank yous. And as I was thinking about that question last night, I was thinking like unconditional love is the most important thing, and I was thinking practice is actually the process that supports that.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
and this class has been the perfect example of that. And it's just been so supportive, and I'm so, so grateful.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? That unconditional love, that practice supports unconditional love. It's hard. It would be hard to separate them, wouldn't it? It can seem like those are two different items on our what's most important list, but they're really the same thing, aren't they?
Yes. That was funny because I got that I need to have two, and that's what I was sort of like, how they are sort of the same. And
mm-hmm. It's the old song that was popular long before you were born, I suspect. You can't have one without the other.
Mm, yes.
Right? You just can't.
So true. Yeah.
And we know that, which makes us really lucky folk.
Yes, I do. I feel so lucky. And I was thinking of Ashwini's point of the highlight reel from the year. Like, I feel like every day was a highlight.
Mm.
And so I hope... I was curious if you'll leave this up so that we can continue to go back and listen to them like the archives of Open Air.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's a good question. So you've now put that in Ashwini's awareness. So we'll have a response to that ere long, I suspect. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I want to let lots of people get on today and hear from them, but I'm beyond grateful and just so full of joy, and I thank everyone for participating.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk soon. Yes, talk soon. We got things to talk about.
I hear there's something very exciting coming up, so I can't
That's
wait.
Right. That's right, and it's going to engage the entire sangha, right? So yes, we'll be talking soon. Right, go
good,
happy.
Good, good. Go right. Happy. Thank you.
Bye.
So with regard to that question of leaving these recordings up, Sherry, I unless I hear from Bob otherwise, I think we can leave it up, and we'll probably send a notice if we need to take it down to the group so that people can start downloading them.
Okay. I guess there's not going
to
be an app this time, huh?
Well, it's never say never, but that's in the cards.
Oh, all right. But, I don't want to put you on the spot. Never mind. Okay.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, good morning. It's Therese.
Well, good morning, Therese.
It's Clara. Good morning. I'm so excited to be on the last day.
I know. Me too.
I know. And I was loving my last. I mean, of course, I'll echo all the thank yous and everything as well. And my sort of thing was, it was funny to hear the last call because my thing was practice was the most important thing. And then it just from there was what is practice? So then it was just it became that list of all the things that practice is. And so that was really fun because yesterday too, gosh, it was so great. I had a client and my thing was practice. And with that was, you know, be happy because we've been saying go happy, you know, and so it's like, okay, so happy and joy and all those things. And yesterday this client just says, I just want to be happy. And I said, I just kind of whispered, do you get it that you already are? And like, just to see this person's eyes light up was so fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
yeah.
like how the light bulb goes on, but then the light bulb just shone right through their eyes. And I just thought, there it is.
There it is. Like, and in addition to that, we know how to keep having that experience.
Yes, the muscle.
Right?
I loved that the other day.
Yeah,
you just,
which is the beauty of practice, right?
So right.
You can help that person realize happy is a process. We can choose the process. It's a synonym for unconditional love. And we know how to practice making that choice for that moment by moment by moment by moment.
Right. Right.
Such a gift.
It's such a gift. And I just, you know, I just loved it because I project, you know, here's someone who, you know, does not have this practice, however, has life experience and all these things. And to just have that moment, right? Like, that's what we talk about. It's like that coming back to just that moment. And there it is. There's this awareness that is not going to ever leave us then. And that's what I was thinking about, too. All these awarenesses, they don't ever leave. And we have
That's
the
right.
wonderful tool of reflective listening and these calls and all these reminders and tools and everything. And yet when it's there,
recording
I just...
Recording and listening.
Right. Did I say that? I thought I said that first. Recording and listening. And, you know, that it, it's always there. And that's the remembering, right, is that muscle is like the more we remember, then that's like all those things are just like those are the lights that are going on and the eyes are shining and it's like it's just... Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, and Therese, beyond that, to see what Sangha is and what Sangha offers in the world, you have a practice. This client of yours works with you. Your practice is going to, right? So it's not like somebody else doesn't have a practice. When we are in the world practicing, we are influencing, affecting everybody we encounter. And so when that person is to a place where they realize what's going on with them, and they're ready for a practice, you know, a practice that can support them.
Right. Right. Oh, that's so good. And that's so good because it just reminds me then of the whole when we did all the relationships, you know, like, oh, there's that one that just you think, oh, gosh. Like, and even with that, with every relationship, you know.
That's
with,
right.
Just with everything.
I read a peace quote this morning that said something like, it only takes one person being present to have I'm going to botch it, but I'll just say it the way I would say it. It only takes one person being present to have an unconditionally loving relationship.
Right. Right.
And we get to be that person.
And we do. We do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yay. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I want to say twinkle, twinkle. I'm looking at my tree and with all the things twinkling, and it just reminds me of everyone and Sangha. And so
all this
happy, happy. All the twinkling.
All right, twinkling.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Therese. I'm going to keep going down the list, Jerry, so that we can hear from as many people as we possibly can.
You know we're twinkling, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the... Yeah, would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Hi. This is Jeannie from Berkeley.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. I'm sorry. My heart is just full of love, and I'm speechless. I really forgot what I was going to say.
Well, let me remind you.
Yeah.
What's most important?
So, of course, it's constantly checking my body, dropping in with awareness, and opening my heart. That's just constantly what it is, right?
Yeah. And we have lots of words for that, don't we? We say lots of things, but they're all saying that same thing, right?
Yeah.
So that is unconditional love. That is presence. That is practice. It's all of that. That's what we get. The heart is open. We're here.
Yes. And I was looking at my list of referring back to my things that were so important. They were all things, you know, figuring out this, working out my boss relationship. And in this last month, I've been practicing. And like when I went into my review with my boss, being present, and it completely changed. Just what you were saying, just one person being present, you know, we had a completely different relationship. So it really just affirming.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
On top of everything else, it works.
It works. It so works. With my son, it works. It really works.
Uh-huh. Isn't that good? Because it's not some airy-fairy, we're all in California here, oogum boogum woo woo crapola that we believe in. It's not that. It's just down to earth, practical in every moment. If you're here choosing presence, your life is going to change.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing dropped in. What seems important, which is the voice, to stop giving myself time. Does that make sense?
Stop giving
myself time, like, oh, next year, you know, like, oh, yes, I'm going to have a workshop that I'm going to be able to, then I'll even get better next year. But really, it's not about next year. It's really about now.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah, just
right now.
Thank
don't
you.
Need to wait
right
till
now.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I love you right now. Right now, this moment, yes, I'm here. This is it. I'm grateful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't need to get better. You are better.
Right. And we don't need more time. We don't, or workshops, right?
That's exactly right. Although they're fun.
They're wonderful.
We like to get together. Yeah, we like to get together with Sangha every chance we get because they're just some of the best people on the planet. But aside from that, yes, it's always right here, right now.
I am so in love with everybody who keeps calling in. I wish I could meet them and see their faces and give everybody hugs. You know, it's just like such a big Sangha loving family. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and so. you can do that in your heart. Right? So somebody's on and you hear them and you are hugging them, right? In your heart you are. Right?
Yeah.
If there's any validity to sending good energy, which even science now is closing in on, when we wish people well, that they actually have an experience of that. So I think that's a big part of what's happening. You know, somebody like you're speaking now, and there's just a huge outpouring of support and loving kindness and respect and good wishes for, you know, all of that is coming toward you right now as you're talking with everybody, and you can feel it.
Yes, I can feel it. I can.
All right.
Right. Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm. Oh, bye. Thank you. Thank you. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Jeannie. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini.
Hello.
It's Claire from London. Hi.
Yes.
So, I think the thing that... My answer to today's question was yes, it's practice that's most important, and didn't get much further than that with it really.
Don't really need to, do we?
No, you don't really. No, I think what I wanted to say was something that happened to me yesterday, which was really, really, truly understanding that I'm perfect as I am, that the world is perfect as it is. And I had this great experience of just becoming more, I felt sort of bigger and brighter, and I felt that I was made of one essence. That's the only way I can describe it, and thank you.
Yes. Well, because I was just having this, I don't even know if people, well, anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're doing an outline of something, then practice is like Roman numeral one, practice, and everything else comes under it, right? Because if we didn't have practice, if we didn't practice being present, then you would have missed that experience.
Yes.
And it would have gotten framed as something else, and we can guess it would have gotten framed as something that wasn't going to look good for you. Because when we're not here, that's the way everything is always framed. There's always something wrong. There's always something missing. And so because you were here, because you practiced, because you're here, you've got to have that experience of presence. And not every moment that we're here produces that level of, you know, all the lights are on clarity. But the more we practice being here, the more we up our chances of being here for those very moments.
Yes, yes. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You are so welcome.
The other thing is... That what I've noticed about my practice this year is that I've noticed that my sort of focus muscle is getting stronger.
Yes.
That kind of ability to see an issue that you need to sort of approach and just gently push at the boundaries of it and the ability to do that.
Yes. And what I project on what you're saying there is, and maybe this is just a, you know, a side effect, but everything gets so much easier. It's yeah. clearer. All that awful noodling, that
yes.
terrible figuring out that we used to get trapped in, it's just not there anymore. And it makes everything so easy.
Yes, that's really, that is really what I've noticed, that sort of clarity. And because you've got that to compare it with, then when you're noodling, you notice that you are much more easily because you've got that contrast.
Yes, and you know where to go instead. Right?
Yes.
So, I'm caught in noodling. It's not like, oh, well, where do I go now? I'm caught noodling and I realize, oh, I'm here. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Then we just smile or laugh or say thank you or whatever it is, and here we are.
Yep.
So
here
good.
We are.
So good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Claire.
Okay.
Talk to you in the new year.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Take good care.
And you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Claire and Sherry. We could squeeze in one more caller. Here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Monica.
Hello.
Calling from Oakland.
Hello. Hello, Monica.
Hello. Gosh, I don't think I can say anything that hasn't been said, but...
you know what, though, Monica? That's the best part about what we do. We can say the same things over and over and over and be just as delighted every single time.
That's true. I love that I is content. That is definitely a highlight. And practice being the most important thing and how all of my answers boil down to that, basically. Even though that's not what I wrote as my first one. And I was sitting here thinking, like, this year-long retreat is the most important thing, like, right now, you know, like, in this moment, it feels so important. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing that so many people participated and, you know, consistently and persistently. And anyway, it's just been a joy and super great, and I'm really grateful for everyone and happy to be here and happy to participate.
And, you know, Monica, I want to say something about that for all of us going forward, because what we see in this is the nature, the powerful nature of being together. And and we can't always be together physically. I wish we could, but we can't. And so to take advantage of being together when it is possible for us to be together, to prioritize that. We were just talking about this recently with Center and how people will come, or the monastery is another great example for years and years and years, but people will come and then they get caught up in whatever they get caught up in their lives. And the assumption is, well, nobody's going to miss me. Nobody cares if I'm there. You know, all those other people, they're going to be there. No. This would have been nothing without all the people who made an effort to be here at this time, to be together, to do this thing. That's the transformative nature of it, process, right? We have to choose to be together to support one another in this work, or it won't happen. It won't happen for us, and it won't happen for anybody else. So I just hope everybody gets how important every contribution is. Every moment of participation informs, we could even say enlightens us all.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to lose sight of Sangha when you're hearing from Sangha 5 days a week. I mean, it's hard to it's hard to get convinced that I'm all alone when every single day everyone's there.
Right. Here we are together. Yeah.
And to realize that, right, for ourselves and then for one another, because feeling alone and isolated is what ego, that's ego's speciality, right? And and so to realize that it's not just me showing up, you showing up, but it's everybody showing up. Even if today they don't talk, or this week they don't, or this month they don't talk, being together produces that energy that sustains us all.
Yeah. Yeah, and one last thing I'll say. Last year I wasn't at the New Year's retreat, and I remember having this really great experience of not feeling left out, which is what might have happened in the past, but just this huge appreciation that everybody was there and practicing and, like, just feeling kind of part of it, even though I wasn't there, and just knowing that all these people were sitting and you know, not to say like, oh, I don't need to go because everybody else is, but it was just a really beautiful, I felt like I was participating even though I wasn't physically there. And
yes, because it you were holding us in your heart, and even though maybe nobody was consciously thinking, oh, and there's Monica in Oakland
or wherever you were,
you were still being held. You were still being held. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's it's a great image. We're all being held by Sangha, like, and holding each other, you know, like, that's a great image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Yes, I will.
Everyone, go happy.
Thanks, Monica. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show and another fabulous year-long retreat. Mm-hmm. We have one more assignment. And before we do that, just deep gassho to you for being here every morning, to everyone
and
who
you.
Is here. Thank you. And to everyone who was here, and to Bob, Chris, and Jen, who co-facilitated when we couldn't be here and carried the show, and for everyone who showed up every day for to participate and to participate in that transformation, in that process that you and Monica were describing. We're all part of this, and to show up is such an act of acknowledging that we're all part of it, and such a metaphor for belonging to life and acknowledging being of life, right?
So it's gorgeous.
Yep. So we have one last assignment, and the assignment is: what did you see? What do you see about how you did this workbook? Do a recording to celebrate your participation in this retreat.
That's a good assignment.
Yes.
Celebrate.
And it really is. It really is a measure of our practice if we do it or not.
Oh, yes. So everybody hop right off, postpone exactly. Whatever else is next, and do that, please.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ashwini.
I'm reaching for my recorder, Sherry. Thank you. All Happy holidays, everybody, and talk to each other. Talk to everybody in the new year.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Gosho. Bye-bye.